Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you hear those words, you can feel good knowing that. State Farm is there to help you feel supported with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. Now, let me tell you, girl, I don't got a boat, a motorcycle, or an RV, but State Farm covers my home and my car.
With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help protect your future by helping you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And you know what? Getting insurance can be so intimidating because you don't know exactly what you need. So having an agent that could help you with each step makes it so much easier.
Girl, I feel you on that. So when things get complicated and you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Maybe you like to handle things in person or on the phone with your local agent, or you prefer to do it on statefarm.com or on the award-winning app. State Farm lets you do things your way. I personally am the type of gal that likes to do things through an app. It just makes it more easier than going in person or hopping on a call. So I love that they have that option available.
Girl, I like to use an app too. I'm not trying to pull up in person or a call because I have too much social anxiety for that. I'm trying to do it on the app. So that's why I'm here with State Farm.
And that is why, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
She could not understand what that even means. What does it mean to have a dream? One lady literally said, "No one's ever asked me what my dream was."
Last year, we recorded the hottest day measured by NASA, not us, in the history of the Antarctic.
I could really see myself in these kids, and I couldn't imagine these kids not being in school and being in a dangerous situation. We were going to change this.
I just couldn't believe that something so simple and so ordinary like a uniform had such a huge measurable effect and an impact.
We can make some differences. We need to make those differences.
And will mean some girl somewhere getting an education that otherwise she wouldn't have had.
It's a list of 17 very ambitious goals. Let's eliminate poverty. Let's eradicate hunger. Let's educate everybody. Let's ensure that everyone has access to good health. Let's protect the environment and protect
our individual progress and our collective progress depends on our willingness to roll up our sleeves and work.
This is the Global Goals Cast,
the podcast that asks, can we change the world?
Welcome. I'm Edie Losh.
And I'm Claudia Romo Edelman.
And this episode, we're going to introduce you to what the Sustainable Development Goals are and who we are.
And this is actually our episode zero, which is quite amazing because we want to tell you what are the Sustainable Development Goals or global goals and why should you care?
They are a plan. They are the world's to-do list.
And the master plan for the future of the planet and its people. And the reason why this is so historic, it is because it took actually 193 countries to agree on what are the real steps that we need to do and change so that we can provide everyone with what they have the right to have, which is education, health, a future in which people can smile and see a river.
With clean air, clean water.
The promises, Edie, of the Sustainable Development Goals, and we're going to call them the Global Goals in this program, are three basic fundamental issues that are behind those 17 goals, which are, first of all, this is the first ever generation that can eradicate extreme poverty for the world. The second one is that this is the last generation that can stop and mitigate the impact of climate change. And lastly, but really importantly, that we can elevate the playing field of the world for all, not only for the few. And that's the promise of the Global Goals, and that's why we're so excited about this plan. And by the way, Edie, this is the only plan that we have. We have no plan B.
But because there's no planet B.
There's no planet B either. So what we're going to be having here is talking about the people that are making the progress, that we're advancing. These Sustainable Development Goals started in 2015 and they're going for 15 years. So we're going to be telling you the stories of those companies, individuals and corporations that are making progress, that are, you know, like working day and night to make sure that we have a better gender policy on everything and the rights for everyone. And some people, as you mentioned, have done these things but never knew that they belong to something called the SDGs.
And that's what I think is amazing. And as we've been preparing these first couple episodes, I've gotten to interview the people who are out there working in the field. They're working in the places where there is the most extreme poverty in the world. People like Janetta, originally from Oregon, who now lives in India. And she's the co-founder of the Sri Vidyananda Trust, which works with rural people on getting clean water, on educating girls and boys, and keeping them in school. So when I spoke to her, she hadn't actually heard about the Sustainable Development Goals.
And it's great to know if we're able to connect through this podcast the people that are doing the work, the organizations that are doing the efforts, and actually put them together and understand that this is part of a global master plan. There's going to be a more like, yeah, we belong to a movement of changing the world and making it better because it's possible. So why are we doing this podcast? And what is it that we want to achieve?
Yeah, this is what we're not. We're not super boring. In fact, we're not boring at all. We're super interesting and fun. And we're going to tell you three things that you really need to know about each one of our topics. So when we get to migration, we're going to tell you the three most interesting things that you need to remember about migration. Something that you'd want to go to a dinner party or tell your grandmother or your best friend about.
We are not a propaganda tool of the United Nations or any country either. We're not NGO-ish, boring, sleeping pill, but we are fun, music, entertainment, and rigor applied to making sure that people understand why these issues are so important. So why did we start doing this podcast?
So I met you, in fact, at the World Economic Forum in Davos last January, and I interviewed you. And it was one of the greatest experiences I've had because I actually had never heard about the Sustainable Development Goals until I had interviewed you. And after that, Stan Stolniker, who's the founder of Hub Culture, said, you guys should do a podcast. And that's where this started.
And it triggered me because there is a great deal of progress in the world, and there's a great deal of people that voices need to be heard, but there was no platform. And I think that everyone in the world is sick of hearing bad news and actually getting all dark and everything that we're not doing right. But guess what? There is a great deal of beauty and there's a great deal of hope that is out there. And there are a great deal of people that are trying every time hard. And what we're going to be doing is providing that platform, telling that story, telling those stories and allow people to listen from each other, because it is so important to feel that what you're doing, you're not doing alone. And that little flame in your heart that says, like, I want to do more, I want to get engaged myself, but I'm only one individual. How do I do it? Well, guess what? There's 1,000 people like you that just need to know what are the things that you can be doing today. And also, as governments are trying to implement these humongous challenges, they need public support to commit to action, because this world will not change if we don't commit to action. So that's actually the promise of this podcast.
We're going to tell you important things you need to know, and we're also going to tell you exactly what you can do about it. So we're going to give you actions that you can go out and implement for each one of our episodes, for each one of our topics, whether it's migration, education, climate change.
Those are the global goals. This is the podcast. Who are we? I'm going to introduce Iri Losh, my co-host. Iri Losh is a journalist from America that lives in London, so it makes it fun to actually have to find the time in which we can record together. She's a coach and a trainer, and I love that aspect of Iri. That's one of the things that started making me fall in love with her. It's so interesting to see how many people have you changed their life through your coaching and your training by telling them how to tell stories, what to be a storyteller. So Iri is a business journalist, an entrepreneur herself that specializes in entrepreneurship and tech, and we together have to create that website called whereisiri.com because I never can find her.
And also I will mention that quite often you call me for some very interesting and fun places when I'm at home in the rain in London. So just so that I can introduce Claudia as well, she started off as a journalist and she's also been a diplomat. And she also has worked for the World Economic Forum, for the United Nations, and her specialties have been children, refugees, and public health. I think it's also worth pointing out that we're both migrants, we're both mothers, we spend a lot of time with our families as well as out there working.
So, mother, migrant, entrepreneur, and we met in the activism world to make sure that we created a female-led podcast called the Global Goalscast that will have 24 episodes twice a month, launching in January. Thank you for listening.
And if you want to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes, subscribe to us at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Global Goalscast for the latest news and developments.
I am Claudia Romo Edelman.
And I'm Edie Lush.
The Global Goalscast.
Thanks to all our UN and NGO partners. We are also grateful for the support of Hub Culture, Freud's Communication, SAS, Saatchi & Saatchi, and CBS News Digital.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free.
Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.